I don't worry about getting news, and especially good news, coming our way from the one and only Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business. And Chad, you bring us some good news that some people will hail, and some people just have been ignoring it anyway. Good morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, Paul W. Yes, if you are vaccinated, you can now have a backyard barbecue without your mask on, according to Governor Whitmer's administration.
It's official. All those things you've been doing, you now can legally do in the great state of Michigan. Good news.
That's right, yes. Because of the falling case counts and the rising vaccination numbers, although they've been really slowing down in the last couple weeks, the Whitmer administration is lifting the restrictions on having your mask on in indoor residential gatherings. They're still limited to 15 people, no more than 15 people from three households, but also outdoor gatherings. There's some changes in the restrictions for how many people you can have in an outdoor gathering. So you can now have 50 or you can have 300 if the density doesn't exceed 20 persons per 1,000 square feet of outdoor
God's
space.
Sakes.
Get your tape measure out, Paul, because you're going to need to be really seeing if your yard backyard has no more than 20 persons per 1,000 square feet.
Welcome.
I'm not kidding. This is what the order says from the health department.
Welcome to our house. I hope you're having a good time. Could I have a showing of hands? How many people have had one vaccine? How many people have had both vaccines? How many people haven't had a... That's going to be a great party. Well, and don't do it today, because it doesn't go into effect until tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, it goes into effect tomorrow, and for now, it's only in effect till the end of May. It's not an indefinite order, but... and also what it does is basically generally if you're an outdoor event, whether it's in a residential setting or non-residential, and you can be maskless as long as there's fewer than 100 people. So basically what it's saying is you're going to have your graduation party for your graduating high school senior or college senior, or maybe you're going to have the graduation party you didn't have last year your teenager. That you really would like to still have. Basically, you can be all maskless outdoors as long as there's fewer than 100 people. And, you know, also people can start having backyard weddings, too. Although there was a lot of that went on last year as people tried to work around the fact that you couldn't rent a hall anywhere. And, I mean, there's still restrictions on those facilities. They're still restricted to 25 people, so... the wedding business is still pretty much sidelined right now in Michigan, and that's one of the carrots, as you will, in the governor's VAC to normal plan that essentially says that once we get to the 55% level, that people will be able to some of these venues will be able to increase their capacity level in order to let people start having weddings and business meetings at the Grand Hotel as well.
Well, that's good news. I wouldn't want to be the governor. It's a tough job, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thankless job. She's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. But to be that as it may, it's not easy being the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel as well. But the administration is also easing some of the COVID restrictions placed on youth, high school, and other organized sports. Your Crane's Detroit Business article, Chad Livengood, points out under the new order, athletes will no longer have to get regularly tested for COVID-19 if they've been vaccinated and are not experiencing any symptoms. And masks are no longer required during practice or games for non-contact outdoor sports such as baseball, softball, soccer, when players are on the field. Masks remain required for players sitting on the bench or dugout, according to the MDHHS. What else do we need to know, Chad?
I mean, that's basically it, is that they are saying that those 16 to 18-year-old sophomore juniors and seniors playing on the baseball and softball team, they don't have to be wearing a mask when they're out at first base, but they do have to be wearing a mask when they're kind of crowded around or sitting next to, you know, shoulder to shoulder in the dugout. But, I mean, that's a small step, some would say. I mean, these restrictions for high schools have kind of driven some of the kids and administrators and coaches kind of batty, but we've seen lawsuits over all this stuff. That's another easing of the restrictions, and they're really, again, trying to aim at, if you get vaccinated, you don't have to do all these things anymore. And it's another carrot, you might say, in the effort to try to get more people to get in line and take that shot in the arm.
Well, we're trying to get that 70% of individuals over age 16 vaccinated, and as of Tuesday, it's 50.6% of residents ages 16 and up had received at least one shot. It's a long way to go, especially at a time when so many people seemingly are now resisting getting vaccinated. Now, I know some people couldn't get there, but they're going, 200 people came in from the federal government to help, so I joked that they were going to go door-to-door. I'm not kidding. They're going door-to-door. And that's fine for people who can't get out themselves to get vaccinated, but we'll see how it all works out. Chad, always a pleasure. Hope all is well your way.
It is. We were definitely kind of running out of arms here at this point. And if we want to get to this 70% threshold, we're going to need 1.2 million voluntary arms in Michigan, and it doesn't seem like we're going to get there very easily.
It's a whole new arms race, isn't it, Chad?
It certainly is, Paul W.
Always nice talking with you, my friend. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.